Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Jim Cuddeback about a hunter education course the Iowa Department of Natural Resources is hosting in Westchester later this month.
What is the purpose of this hunter education course?
Well, anyone that desires to hunt in Iowa and in all other 50 states, they have to pass a required Department of Natural Resources hunter education course. And they can take it anytime they're 11 years old or older. Once they get the certificate, it is good for life and is good for every state. So it's a kind of an important thing to get taken and get out of the way for them if they hope to hunt sometime.
What are the topics that are covered in this course? I believe it takes place over 3 days.
Correct. We cover all aspects of hunter safety, basically. We talk about firearm safety. We talk about bow and arrow hunting and tree stands and safety with that. We talk about first aid if somebody's injured. We try to cover a whole gamut. It's a 50-page booklet that they read and we go over in class. So it's quite a comprehensive course. We kind of jam it into 10 hours of instruction. Part of the test that they will take is over Iowa hunting laws, and we have a DNR officer, Dan Henderson, that comes and covers the hunting law part of the course, and that's a requirement that the DNR officer do that. And so it works out real well to have him come. Dan's been coming for many years to help me out on that.
And besides Dan and yourself, who else is involved in instructing?
We have two other instructors that help me with the class each year. One of them is Mick Wade, and he's been an instructor for quite some time. The other one is Nolan Burke. He's a deputy with the Sheriff's Department, and he's also a certified instructor, and he also helps out.
And is there some hands-on instruction or demonstrations in the course?
A lot of demonstrations from the instructors as we are teaching the class. And then to pass the class, they have to do a hands-on gun handling test. And the DNR has a gun case that holds 5 guns that have all had the firing pins removed, so there's never going to be an accident there. We use dummy ammunition, and we actually let the students load the guns, unload the guns. They have to demonstrate how to cross a fence or a ditch carefully, whether they're by themselves or whether they're with a hunting party. We talk about safe zones of fire, in other words, where they can aim the gun safely if they're with a group of people. And the other part is a 50-question written test. It's all multiple choice. And I read all of the questions and all the answers to every student as a group. And that way, I don't have to worry about someone that has maybe a difficulty in reading. We don't want to make it harder than it has to be for the students.
Do you teach this course annually?
I offer it once a year and have for 39 years.
Is there a cost to register?
No, it's all free to all of the participants, and the instructors are not paid. We are all volunteer instructors.
You said you've been doing it for 39 years now?
Yes.
Why do you like to teach this course year after year?
Well, I actually taught public school for 4 years after college, and I enjoyed having contact with the young people. I've been a hunter all my life. I actually took this course when I was 12 years old, and I was working with Steve Messenger for years. He helped me with it, and then he asked me to become certified to teach it also, and that's why I did. And Steve and I worked together for a long time, and then when he passed away, Dan Henderson's been helping me with it.
And the class is open to young and old, per se. You just have to be at least 11 years of age.
But you can be older. I had a couple of students last year that were in their 30s. So it doesn't matter how old you are. We'll teach it to anyone. And the more people we can get certified, the safer all hunters will be out there.
How can someone register for the course?
The DNR website is available, and that's really the only way they can register. They can call me for information, but I can't register them. They have to go on the DNR website, and it's fairly simple to do. Just follow instructions, and it'll ask them some questions, and that is the only way that they can register right now. And we do have a class limit size of 18, so if someone's interested in it, they might want to go ahead and get registered soon, because once we fill up, the room at Westchester is limited in size, and that's just all that we can handle at one time.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Jim Cuddeback about a hunter education course the Iowa Department of Natural Resources is hosting in Westchester later this month. You can find this program and a link to register for the course at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.